Q94, it's your Mountain of Rock. And the coaches show continues. Week one, high school football. And joining me out of the SCA, new head coach for the Willow Springs Bears, Travis Payne. Hey, coach. Glad
hey,
to have
how's
you.
It going?
It's going great. Well, here we are, man, week one. And, week one tomorrow for the Willow Springs Bears, right?
Yeah, we start on Saturday tomorrow at 3 o'clock. We play in California, Missouri.
Well, let's kind of backtrack a little bit, and you took part in the Jamboree at Mountain Grove a week ago tonight, and tell us a little bit about what you saw that you liked, and tell us, you know, what you saw that you kind of thought you need to improve on.
You know, we liked how we moved the ball offensively. We constantly moved it. We only had one stop, a fourth down, but we kept moving the ball forward. Didn't score a lot, but that doesn't fit in our offense, you know, that we six or eight plays, mm-hmm. we're not going to get in the end zone very often. You know, long extended drives as well. So I like what we saw there, but obviously we've got things we want to work on and improve. Defensively, we made some good plays. We were out of position of here and there, but for the most part, we had great effort and got to the ball, but we've been working on tackling all week. Obviously, most teams are like us early in the year. Tackling's not good enough. We got to get it better.
It's a process, isn't it? I mean, it's a process of getting players, you know, that squared away, and then you know, creating depth as well. Are you going to have a lot of two-way players, or are you looking pretty good?
Oh yeah, we're mostly two-way players, but we're working guys in to get some breaks and trying to, you know, give our guys a break on special teams here and there and get guys in.
Now, your week one opponent, which, again, will be Saturday. The game's going to be played at California against St. Mary's Academy out of Kansas. What do you know about them?
Not a whole lot. You know, it's hard to compare what you see on the Kansas side versus the Missouri side, where we just don't know what schools are. We really focused on us getting better this week and preparing for whatever we can see. They're a small private school, but you never know, you know, they could have one or two guys show up that make them really good. So we're ready for about anything this week.
And, that's the thing. One or two guys in class one, two, and you know, even three, one or two guys can make a huge difference in a high school football game, can't they?
Oh, yeah, and that's, you know, the unknown is who can show up to a private school like that any day of the week and make them better.
Yeah, that's for sure. And so, you know, California, that's you're familiar with that stadium. Is it a pretty nice setup for the folks that may make the trek?
Yeah, they got a great facility. There's turf. It's kind of up on the top of the hill in front of the school, so it's got a great view, looks beautiful, amazing weight room, and it'll be a great facility for us to play weekly.
Well, now, you know, of course, we always talk about the dudes. Who are some of the dudes for the Willow Springs Bears that you're looking to really step up in week one?
You know, we've got a big group of seniors, so we've got a great group that's going to lead us. We got Scooter Osborne, our left guard, who's going to be a big leader up front. Our quarterback, Taylor Rothermick, is going to, you know, make our play calls, and he's kind of our quarterback on both sides, free safety and on the offensive side. Gavin Ferguson is going to have a big game tonight at running back, so we got a lot of guys that are going to lead us.
Right on. Well, before I let you go, it's the success is, of course, recognized more so by the players themselves, but it's a process, and a community getting behind a program and a team is what really pushes them over the top. Are there some folks out there that's maybe going to feed the Bears on Saturday for that trip, or is there some folks out there you would personally like to thank for week one support?
Oh yeah, we got some great moms who've been feeding us, and we're gonna have a meal on the way up and pizza on the way back, and this whole community, all our moms, all our supporters have been great, and these kids are going to get fed well and taken care of pretty good.
Right on. Again, head coach of the Willow Springs Bears, Travis Payne. We do appreciate you taking the time to visit with us, and we'll catch you next week and talk about week 2. Does that work?
Yep.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you.